Warning. The following podcast contains strong language and sexual references from the onset and throughout.
The Daily Dilemma Uncensored from Beat.
Hello, welcome. It's Niall and Sean Killian with you for Daily Dilemma Season 6, Episode 2. Loads more to catch up on if you're just joining us. A newbie, welcome, welcome.
Yeah, hello,
you're in
hello,
for
hello.
A surprise, I tell you.
Please don't be my mother.
I know.
I know, honestly, I'm like, she's getting better with technology. And my fear is that she'll click on the link on Instagram stories and she'll be like, I found it.
I know, because I shared on my Insta story yesterday and one of the little teases, and then I look down and I see my nieces and nephews. See the story, so I'm just terrified for Christmas Day dinner this year. The conversation pieces that might come up.
Can we chat to any dilemma, but not the one on the radio?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. No, I don't know. I know nothing about that. Right. Look, we had great fun and we had great interaction from you guys on our first episode of the new season last week. But let's just remind ourselves what it was all about.
Last time on Daily Dilemma Uncensored.
I got with my boyfriend a year ago. He has never given me a reason not to trust him. But last weekend, he sat me down and told me he had cheated on me.
Ooh.
A one-night stand.
Ugh.
When I say I wanted to puke, it's no lie. Felt like such a punch to the tummy. My heart sank. But it was even worse than I thought. He told me that he had cheated on me with a man. I was speechless. He went on to explain that he has had it as a fantasy for years, that it was something he just had to do because it wasn't going away. He was sorry and really upset. He said that he had done it now and that it's out of his system. He swears it will never, ever happen again. I'm heartbroken. I love him, but I just don't know. Can you tell me what you think, please?
Okay, so we teased that out in great detail on episode 1, which you can listen back to. But we were thrilled to get a lot of your comments via social media over the last 7 days since that episode went live.
Like you're on Joe Duffy.
Really?
We're just going to get through some of the reaction here this afternoon.
I'd love to be on Joe Duffy. Joe Duffy!
Okay, we'll start. Okay, Ursula said, once a cheater, always a cheater, whether it's with a woman or a man. Walk away with your head held high. Someone better out there for you who treat you better and will not cheat.
Declan was on. He says a cheater will always cheat. For her own sake, she should cut ties. If he truly was in love with her, he wouldn't have cheated.
Paul, what should she do? She should do the same as she would if it were a girl. Leave. Have some self-respect and dignity.
Ooh. And Erica says if she needs people to tell her what to do, then she's a lost cause. He cheated and that's that.
Oh no, I think that's harsh. Like, come on, she found herself in a situation that she never expected to be in and she didn't know where to turn. And I think it's, you know, there's lots of people that have been in that situation before. Let's be kind, please.
Okay, well, there's more from Erica. Never mind the fact that he's obviously not straight. You're either one or the other. You've heard of bi people, Erica. You've heard that. They do exist. Selfish waster he is. Oh, God, Erica, don't hold back. He thinks he's allowed to fuck up wherever he left off because it was just a fantasy.
Jeez, I didn't expect the curse in there at the end.
Uncensored.
Well, actually, maybe that's puck. Puck up. I don't know what that means.
I think it was a typo.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. We are appreciative of all the comments and there were so many of them. But again, we send them in for next week and we'll read out some of them on the dilemma.
Thank you.
We get into it, lads?
Let's get down to business.
Just to remind you, you're always welcome to email us at any stage, talkabeat102103.com, and you can also WhatsApp us to the Beat Studio at any time. We'll consider it. Hi guys, thought of you guys so you might be able to give me some help. I totally realise that this is not a big kind of uncensored thing, but I feel so silly about it. I'm going out with a guy for about 6 months now and we have good sex. I'm not the most adventurous person, but nor is he, so I kind of feel we're well matched. We're both always satisfied and really happy together. I think we've fallen for each other in a big way.
Oh.
I was scrolling on Insta the other night and a sponsored posting came up of a girl in lingerie. He was looking at the time and he said, "Ooh, that's hot. It'd be sexy on you."
Mm.
I died. I know it sounds so ridiculous, but I've never bought lingerie and I really don't think I have the body for stuff like that. Oh. And I'm not confident in any way. But him saying that has made me think that it's something that he would like. I just feel so self-conscious. Help.
Oh, darling, this is like, this could have been from me, except for the fact that I am not adventurous and Tom would be adventurous.
But you have a lovely body.
Yeah.
But does that matter if you don't have the confidence in it yourself, you know?
I'm confused. Know. Is lingerie not like bra and knickers? So she's never bought bra and knickers.
It's on the sexier side. She has bought, I presume she's bought some bras and knickers in her time, but no, the sexy stuff.
I don't think she's walking around with no bra on, because trust me, that's not a pleasant experience. No, what she means is that she has never bought lingerie that is for that kind of like sexy time. Like lingerie is more like
Anne Summers kind of stuff.
Yeah, like it might be a top and like nice knickers, or it's not like I'm not walking around in work in lingerie because it'd be uncomfortable. You might have straps here or things poking into you and stuff like that. But when I said that, it could be for me. Like I, to this day, I'm still not that kind of into putting on that stuff. And I know you say, oh, you have a good body or whatever, but like that's like your kind of, I still feel a bit like, oh God, it's not so much about my body. I think it's up here. I'm like, it's a confidence thing.
Yeah.
And like, I have no reason to feel like that, because Tom has never done anything to make me feel anything other than gorgeous. Like he's so good and he's so lovely at like telling me how sexy I am. But he'd be definitely one like this fella if something comes up, or like he'd just send me like, oh, this just came up on my suggested Facebook post, and I'm like, shut up. Have you been looking up?
I'm sure it was.
But I've gotten better over the years.
Can I ask, just I want to tease that out a little bit more, is it that trying to carry off that sexy, you know, sexy mistress kind of vibe, that's what you're not confident with, that you feel silly?
Like, it's kind of funny, isn't it? Because I I suppose, like, a performer. I've done acting. I've
performer that way with lingerie.
Not a sex performer, but, like, I've always done drama. I'm not a shy person. I'm an extrovert. I like people. I'm confident in all of those kind of ways. But when it comes to me being like, I suppose, a sexy human being, I've never seen myself as that person. And I don't know if I ever will. Like, I think when I still put on something like that, and he's bought me a few, let me tell you, some of the stuff I'm like, how does one get into this?
We'll get to that later, to what men's expectations of lingerie.
Yeah.
It's funny you say that, because I would have a similar vibe myself. I am very like you, extrovert, all the rest. And actually very adventurous when it comes to kind of bedroom stuff. But if somebody says the word, and I know we've touched on this on Uncensored before, talk dirty to me, I die. I can't do it, and I just end up like the in-betweeners we did before. Fuck you, I'm gonna fuck your fucking fanny off, you fucker. I feel so uncomfortable with that dirty talk. It's just not me.
Well, when it comes to the, like, I suppose it's similar to that, but when it comes to the lingerie, like the idea in my head is that you, and I have done it, like, but I'm faking it, if you know what I mean. Because I just, not faking that I want to be there with him or anything, but faking that
it's a role you have to
that
play.
That I am like approaching him and like doing a sex. And I don't need to do that.
Gillian, calm yourself down. Take a breath.
I'm surprised my glasses haven't fucked up yet.
But I don't have to do that because I'm with somebody that loves me and genuinely fancies me. And I'm very lucky to have that. But so are you, emailer. Like, you are with
obviously
someone.
He fancies you.
He fancies the pants off you. You're having great sex. Like, he does. Like, it's not that he needs this, but like, oh my God, you would blow his mind if you did it. Do you know what I mean? And when I do it, I do feel like, oh my God, I've massively turned him on, and that gives me such a confidence boost. Yeah. But it's getting into it in the first place and doing the walk out of the bathroom into the bedroom and being like,
a tongue up her arse. Yeah. I think, I just, like, touching on the email, I think there might be a little bit more of a deeper issue here with this girl and her own body, you know, from what she touches on. But again, it goes back to your point. He fancies you.
I really would love to think that you would get your head around doing something small, like, even if it is just like a nice, like, you can get nice underwear sets, like, you know, and even like something that, you know, you feel kind of comfortable in, but it's a little bit different to what you would normally wear, because what his reaction is going to be so cool that you're just going to feel $1 million. He's mad about you anyway. You're falling for each other. So I think you need to trust him a little bit in this. Do you know what I mean? Your glasses aren't fogging up, but what have you got to say?
Lingerie, would you like a girl in lingerie to put on a little show?
I mean, I thought it was all the same thing, really. Like, usually the bra and knickers don't really stay on for too too long. But that's probably just because
I'm... Yeah, but there's a difference between her Penny's bra and knickers and
no,
the special stuff.
No, I know. Now, there was a girl I got with and she did, like, have, like, she knew she was coming over for sex. So, like, she did have the whole, like, it wasn't, like, straps. It was just, it was a set, is what you're calling it.
Yeah.
So it was, like, red and it was matching and it was very lacy and it was very whatever. And it was grand.
Lace then, is good, yeah.
But then again, it didn't stay on for very long. Like, I'd be happy with just normal bra and knickers because I'm like, oh, boobies. It just doesn't happen very often. But I don't know if it's a big deal. I think, like, I would feel wrong as a man to ask a woman to wear because I feel like, not what to say, like, the whole world is woke, but, you know, you're always second guessing. Can I tell her what to wear? Can I say, like, oh, that'd be class on you. Will you wear that for me? Like, in terms of, like, men, like, I just have my boxers from Penny's on. Like, that's right. I don't do anything. Sometimes the socks are still on.
I don't think there's anything wrong. It's how you say it, isn't it? Like, he just commented that, and actually I love the way he said it because he wasn't saying your one was deadly, whoever was in the picture. He actually said you'd look gorgeous in that. So he saw that and thought of her, right? So the issue is not, I don't have a problem actually with the way he said it. Do you know what I mean?
No,
I don't think there's
no.
anything.
But I understand Killian's point of view. Like, Killian's a little bit like, even asking for it is a cheeky.
Yeah, but you're not going to ask on a first date, come over in, like, strap on, like, whatever, like suspenders.
Not
or...
strap ons, please.
Not on the first date,
yeah,
anyway.
Not for me, anyway. For nine
maybe later down the road.
Not a hope. Not a hope.
You know me. I didn't know.
Pegging, they call it, show.
You know.
Oh,
God. But don't go over with a strap on. That's not what I meant. I just mean, like, you're not going to do that. They're into their relationship now, and it's
fall
like
each other.
A comfortable place where he's actually just said something in passing, and she's taken it on board. As in, is this something that I need to be doing to kind of impress him? I don't think it is. Actually, I think this is just something that actually might benefit both of you.
His question is good. Is there an equivalent for men? I'm trying to think.
I mean, I
know obviously gay men can be mad into underwear and different types of underwear, like jocks and stuff like that. But I don't know.
There's nothing like that. I can't, like, Tom's ever dressed up for me, like, as in, there's no, like,
lingerie type stuff for men.
I don't want to see him in laces like that.
Like, suspenders.
Feathers.
You know, when I first got with him, like, I was obviously, like, mad into him and I wanted him to. Did I mention this last week? Did I mention the trench coat and the suspenders?
Yeah.
No? Did I?
Yeah.
And, like,
briefly.
Yeah. So that's like 15 years ago, right? Or 16 years ago, he arrived at my apartment in Cork and I had a Mac coat on me, knee boots. And
I thought you were going to say, like, you walked into the lobby of the what's the Clayton White's in Wexford in your trench coat and then the suspenders are underneath. Now that would be a nice surprise.
But I don't know who this person was because I can't believe I did this.
Yeah.
So underneath was like nice sexy lingerie and I had those tights that had like suspenders to pull them up.
Oh.
And knee boots, right? And so he arrived at the apartment. I went down, I opened the door and I let him in and I kind of like, once he got in the door, I just gave him a little flash. And like, I swear to God, he, like 15 years ago, he still talks, remember that time? Nothing like that since then. So I obviously at that stage felt really comfortable with him. And I've tried over the years and I still do. But I think for you, emailer, like, you will be surprised as to the reaction that you get and how little you'd have to do to kind of get him going.
Yeah,
do you know?
Well,
like, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, even Killian's,
he'd be up in no time. Oh, yeah. Like, even you describing you there, like, it's doing something to me. Right.
Yeah. I'm surprised Tom made it upstairs. Right?
Yeah, to be honest.
You know?
I don't think there is a... like, I feel sorry for you because I don't think...
Well, like, some people might say, oh, I want to see you dressed as a fireman or I want to see you dressed as, you know, an
I
army
would like
gear.
That.
You know, or that kind of thing. You
would
know?
Yeah.
The fireman thing would probably... Like, he's never done it.
Or
but.
The pilot, the officer and the gentleman, you know, love lift us up where we belong, or that kind of thing.
Give
you
my
know?
Little brother's Garda uniform. Would that, that do something for you now?
There's handcuffs.
Yeah. Walkie talkie.
Yeah. Truncheon. Good truncheon.
No, you're going too far.
CS spray.
Yeah,
if it goes too
spray.
Far.
Come
here. I wanted to touch on that as well, though. Guys' expectations and our guys, what they think is sexy lingerie, there tends to be a little bit of a difference between girls and guys, doesn't it? They want the red in your face stuff. Like,
oh, I like black sometimes.
Do you?
Okay. It's simple. I don't know. As you said, those sets, they're grand. I won't say no to him, but I just didn't think that's an active thought with women that they would say, do you know what, I'm going to get something a bit special. It's just what you see in porn really, or on like in films and stuff. No, but that's what I mean. Like, that's where, like, from a guy's perspective, that's where I'm seeing it. Like, if I'm on a one night stand, I'm not seeing all that. So I think it's a bit demeaning to ask to not to stoop to that level, but like, who am I to say, like, oh, I I feel like it'll be interpreted that you would look better, like you're not good enough now, but you'd look better if you're wearing all this.
No.
Whether I'm just like happy to have some bubby.
Somebody lying there, I'm happy. You
know? I think yeah,
or just
is.
For a hug, yeah. Just for 10 seconds. Babe. I'd take anything now.
There is definitely a difference in what we think is like, I suppose, classy and yeah. sexy and elegant. Like, I always laugh at Tommy's, you know, I'd be getting dressed to go out and I might have a vest top on me, like just a little string top, like as I'm doing my makeup and like, you should wear that. And I'm like, it's €3 from Penny's. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that, but like, it's a string top.
Yeah.
He's like, that looks gorgeous on you. Yeah. And there I go put on a lovely top and he wouldn't even, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, he's bought some interesting pieces.
But Killian is right what he said there, though. Unfortunately, a lot of guys, their experience of seeing sexy lingerie is on, you know, porn sites and that, which tends to be the brassier stuff, you know.
You're making me think now he's watching a load of porn.
Well, no, but that's where I was exposed to it, obviously, because,
well,
like...
If Tom was thinking of, oh, I saw some nice sexy suspenders or whatever, it's better that he saw it in porn than on a girl.
Well, this is true.
You know? There you go.
If
count
you're
your
not
blessings,
wearing it,
love.
Then, you know.
I'll be thankful for small mercies.
I just feel like I haven't had that. I've had one relationship and it was, we were young. So like that wasn't even a thought in our minds that like, oh, let's get like whatever lingerie because you're young and you're not exposed to it. So when I do see it, and I did go into Ann Summers one day in Dublin, I think with one of my friends, and I was like, Jesus, there's a lot of stuff in here. Well, like, there's not a lot, but there's a lot, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, like, some of them are just like little yolks that are covered in nipples.
Yeah, I have a few of those.
Yeah.
But I think the thing is...
You just drop that in casually.
Can I see them?
No. I think the thing is, again, it goes back to the fact that, and what you said, at least he's watching porn or whatever. I don't actually think Tom is watching. I don't know, maybe. So, look, it doesn't matter. We'll deal with that in another episode.
You always say you don't watch the same things. You're watching the Shy Christmas movie. So, where's he? What's he watching?
What's he doing? Check that web history, will you?
Yeah.
One day when I walked into the room and he was watching that, what's the thing on BBC where they fix stuff, like they
the repair shop.
The repair shop.
That's quite
maybe
cute.
he just flicked off the porn and he turned on the repair. Yeah. But what I was going to say was that, like, that idea about, again, about the lingerie, and like, if you are with somebody that wants you to put it on and is not spending all their time looking at somebody else in it, then that's huge.
That's
and
a
that's
win.
What it
that's
comes down to in this email. Like, I genuinely, as much as I kind of, he'd show me something and he'd say, I'd like to get you this for Christmas. And I'd be like, well, it's not my main present. But like, I would be open to it, even though I know that it's going to make me go, okay, got to build myself
really
up to this.
You got to build yourself up
but
first.
But then when I do it,
you feel great and you know
it,
he's great.
Yeah.
I know we're kind of rapping, but I want to get one question to you, Sho. Like, does it empower you more to have, like, does it make you feel better, like, that your, let's say, sex is better or whatever, but, like, do you feel, like, better with it on than without it on, if that makes sense?
No. Necessarily, but
it'd still be the same if you're just wearing normal knickers and bra.
It's just really nice. I genuinely feel like it's a little bit of a confidence boost that somebody that you're with, and like we've been together for a good while, that they still want to be with you and they still fancy you so much. So I feel like that's a bloody nice feeling.
Yeah.
Do you know
I think
what I
there's
mean?
Two things to it. You said one earlier is that you know that you're giving pleasure to somebody that you really, really love.
Yeah.
And number two, well, when you are in that situation, you kind of have them in the palm of your hands to a certain extent.
Well, that's true. Like sometimes I would ask for something small in the middle of, you know, like
a sex thing.
No.
Give me something small.
I might say, like, you know, oh, maybe this is good. We might get a takeaway tonight.
Will you bring me to the Thai place tomorrow and I'll continue? Yeah. All right, final thoughts. Girl, you're on a good thing here. I don't think you need to be so stressed. Believe in yourself and go at your own level, so you don't necessarily have to go for the full whips and suspenders first time. So I think explore, but at your own kind of comfort level.
Can I say to you, darling, that you are beautiful in his eyes and all you've got to do is embrace who you are and your body a little bit and know that already he fancies the bloody pants off you. He adores you and whatever you put on, you are going to rock his world. I hope you can find it in you to give him a bit of an early Christmas present.
Trench coat. That's all I've thought about for the last 15 minutes.
Trench coat. Talk to you next week.
Have you got something that's too saucy to share on air?
DM us on Instagram and X or email talk at beat102103.com.